Welcome to 7-Minute Prayers, a production of ManInThePew.com. I'm your host, Phil Mershon, and it's my joy to lead you into prayer today. This is day 41 of the 90-Day Gratitude Challenge, a journey toward greater gratefulness in our lives. Get all the details at ManInThePew.com/gratitude90. Today, we're discussing the dark side of gratitude. Does gratitude ever feel like a panacea or unachievable? Are we giving thankfulness too much credit? Now, don't get me wrong. The benefits of gratitude abound. It increases our faith and resilience. Thankfulness leads to stronger relationships and health. And grateful people experience greater joy and handle life's problems more easily. And biologically, we can observe how gratefulness rewires our brain, releasing chemicals that make us feel better and allow the blood to flow more easily, which frees us to think more creatively and clearly. And when we choose to think gratefully every day, the reticular activator reinforces those things we choose to think about. So physically, spiritually, and relationally, the benefits abound. But there is a dark side of gratitude that we don't like to think about, and today I'd like to do that. There are 7 shadows on the dark side of gratitude we can't ignore. Number 1. Being thankful doesn't fix everything. Gratitude cannot cure every ailment. We've all heard stories about cancer patients who learn to give thanks or laugh and see their cancer go away. For example, Dr. Elizabeth Boehm tells how gratitude saved her life from cancer as she learned to give thanks daily for small things. But being thankful will not make the memories of abuse disappear. Gratitude doesn't undo years of substance abuse. Can help us deal with those things more positively and resiliently, but it doesn't erase the consequences of sin. Only God can do that. Number 2, the dark side doesn't want you to be thankful. Satan hates it when believers express thanks. While we don't see his side of the story, he must have been steaming when Paul and Silas sang hymns of praise and thanks while they were in prison for their faith in Acts 16. And you know Satan hated it when Jesus responded to his temptations with the word in the wilderness. Satan doesn't want you to be thankful because that's evidence of deep change in your life. So Satan loves to twist and distort all that is good, and therefore he's created several harmful forms of gratitude. Number 3, gratitude can cause us to ignore dark memories. Most of us have dark memories we wish would go away, and for some of us, those memories don't resurface until adulthood. While it's not always helpful, normally there's great benefit in having honest conversations about these memories with a trained counselor or a skilled spiritual leader. But an extreme focus on gratitude can cause us to ignore these memories. In these cases, thankfulness becomes another drug to numb us from having to face the difficult circumstances in our lives. Number 4, forced or inauthentic gratitude can be destructive. Sile Walsh is a counselor and executive coach, and she notes that forced gratitude can compound feelings of failure and hopelessness. Gratitude will likely feel forced when you first start learning the skill, but we all know what it's like to receive the inauthentic thank you card. I remember attending a going away party for a pastor. Nobody wanted to be there, including the pastor. Everyone seemed to be going through the motions. The word of thanks were inauthentic, and it seemed empty and meaningless. In fact, it turned out later that many things were being covered up by the appearance of thankfulness. It ended up being destructive for that church. In the Screwtape Letters, C.S. Lewis claims that demons prefer a whole race perpetually in pursuit of the rainbow's end, never honest, nor kind, nor happy, and you might add to that grateful. If we appear grateful for cultural reasons, but actually feel discontent, we give in to Satan's scheme to distort gratitude. Number 5, expressing gratitude can reinforce social hierarchy. Researchers in a and Julia Becker discovered that gratitude can become a weapon in the hands of the powerful. They observe within intergroup contexts, thankful responses from low power to high power group members could solidify the power hierarchy. This is yet another twisted way that gratitude warps our lives. Now, we can't control how others weaponize gratitude, but if we're in positions of power, we should certainly be careful to not demand gratitude as a way to subordinate others. Number 6, gratitude could blind you to the dark side of people. When a leader invests heavily in your success, you feel a debt of gratitude to that person. The larger the transformation, the more likely you'll be blinded to the mentor's dark side. Well, the good news is that it's possible to remain thankful for someone and still be objective about their life decisions. Now, number 7 is not actually a shadow. This is good news. Gratitude still defeats the dark side. Even though Satan works to distort all things good like thankfulness, we have endless reasons to remain thankful. Paul, in 1 Thessalonians 5, taught us to be thankful in all circumstances. And if we need a reason to be thankful, all we need to do is start with the gospel. Here's my challenge to you. Where do you see yourself tending toward inauthentic gratitude? How might you combat that? Who could you talk to about this? Perhaps this would be a great conversation for your thankful trio. Let's pray. Lord, I'm thankful that love conquers all evil. Thank you for defeating Satan and all of his schemes to distort what you made and turn it into a weapon against me and your church. Protect me from fake gratitude and teach me to be genuinely grateful. I'm truly thankful that you saved me from every sin I've ever committed or will ever commit. Wash away all traces of shame. Fill me with joy, love, and eternal thankfulness. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.